Final results from yesterday's disputed parliamentary election in Iran are not expected for several days. At the polls in Tehran, the different views of Iran's contentious split political personality were on display. And here's Mike Schuster has more.
In the middle of the afternoon on Friday, there were no voters at polling station number 763, an elementary school on Niloufar Street, a quiet residential neighborhood of central Tehran. Officials said plenty of voters had come already, but now it was lunchtime. They couldn't say whether by the end of the day the total vote here would fall below or exceed the balloting 4 years ago, when a 67% turnout brought an overwhelming reformist majority to Iran's parliament. A question to the supervisor here about the decision of the Guardian Council to disqualify some 2,500 reformist candidates elicits an uncomfortable smile. But then an older man offers a spirited defense of the Guardian Council.
This is like a school that some people can pass the exam, some people cannot, and they fail. This is the responsibility of the Guardian's Council. This is what they do.
68-year-old Parviz Labov is the representative of the Guardian Council, sent here to watch over the process. His view is that the 12-member council, all directly or indirectly appointed by Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, is the best judge of the parliamentary process.
It's like a father having five children. Those children who are good ones and they get good marks in the school, they get rewarded. If they fail, so they get punished. The Guardian's Council represents the whole nation.
Outside the polling station, though, the election supervisor speaks through tight lips and off tape. "We can't express the realities in an interview," he says. "We are trapped and under pressure. What we need is a free referendum on the future of the government," he adds, "without this kind of supervision." Polling officials at the Hosseinia Ershad Mosque on Shariati Avenue in North Tehran are calling out the names in identity booklets. An individual must leave his or her ID booklet to get a ballot, and when the ballot is dropped in the box, the ID booklet is stamped with proof of the vote and returned. There are so many voters here it's hard to move. 50-year-old Kaifan Safari is waving his folded paper ballot, intent upon convincing a visitor just how important he believes this election is and how, in his view, the critics of the election are hurting the nation.
"This is our vote. We love our country. The same as you, you love your country. By this vote, I'm trying to capture my future, the future of my daughter. She's my wife, it's my daughter."
His wife, Sharzad, and 15-year-old daughter, Shadi, vote in a separate area on the mosque's second floor. Not all of those who have come to the Hosseinia Ershad Mosque have come to vote, though. A group of young men mutter that they want to talk. One of them is a 24-year-old student who works in a bank.
Protesting the baseless disqualifications, we have decided not to vote.
Another young man with jet black hair and a black mustache and goatee approaches several times, hesitant and uncertain.
"I have something in my mind to tell you. This is something private."
Then, in broken English, he tries to express what he has wanted to say all along.
"We want freedom, freedom that I can't say anything without afraid of anyone."
Outside the mosque, a young couple wants to say something as well, but not among the crowds. On a side street, with no one listening, she says in English, her husband is a soldier in the army, and he was told he had to vote. The proof would be the stamp in his identity card. He cast his ballot, they both say, unwillingly. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Tehran.